Unit 29, Task 4.
So, why do you think people play video games? Why are they so popular?
The great thing about video games is their interactivity. Compared to a more passive experience, such as watching a movie or reading a book, with a game you're completely in control of the action. With recent advances in graphics and hardware, games are now even more lifelike and visually attractive.
The graphics in many games are so realistic that they almost look like films. What is the relationship between gaming and films? Do they influence each other?
A lot of modern games certainly draw inspiration from films and even TV. You can see it in the look of the characters, the sound of the dialogue, and even in more artistic elements such as lighting and camera work. The use of A-list Hollywood actors to provide voice work in games is no coincidence either, and is a good example of the two media coming together.
And what's new? I mean, what are the top trends in the world of gaming?
Gaming is at a very interesting point right now. On the one hand, you have the more cutting-edge and flashy next-generation systems, such as the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, which opt more for that cinematic experience we were just talking about. Both are very attractive, but very expensive machines, designed solely for the more hardcore or really dedicated gamer. On the other hand, you have Nintendo taking gaming in a completely different direction. Their recently released Wii console has an inexpensive, simplistic pick-up-and-play feel to it. Their goal is to provide a less serious family experience that anyone can enjoy. Wii is currently the most popular of the three machines.
OK. And what about online multiplayer games? Is it feasible that millions of people will play and compete in a virtual world?
I would argue that this is already happening. Online gaming has become so popular that games like World of Warcraft are now taking in millions of pounds every month in subscription fees. Logging on to an entirely separate universe to meet and play alongside your friends has enormous attraction.
A lot of people play games on their mobile phones and portable devices. What's the future of mobile gaming?
Mobile gaming has traditionally been about easy, simplistic 2D games, primarily to help people pass the time. However, with the release of portable devices such as the Sony PSP and the Nintendo DS, things are changing. Recent advances indicate that your mobile phone will soon include incredible 3D graphics and CD quality sound.
Now, imagine you're playing a video game 10 years from now. Describe what it's like.
This year, I've seen companies demonstrating prototypes and ideas for future games. One company showed 3D holographic images used for gaming purposes. Holography uses lasers and photographic plates to produce 3D images, or holograms. Another company has a gesture recognition system, which you simply attach to your head while you play. The idea is that your head movements are translated directly into the game. I think 10 years from now, we'll be playing fully photorealistic games that look no different to what you see outside your window.